Chapter 8. Las Vegas, present day. I couldn't see his eyes behind the thick protective goggles, but Damon Szymanowski's lips were curled back, his teeth clenched together in an expression of pure violence. His arms were extended, his impressive 6'3" body hunched slightly forward. I pressed my hands tight against my cushioned headphones as his finger whitened against the trigger. I could hardly believe that I was actually standing there, that this was the setting of a background interview from my book on Kevin Lewis's double life, and not a scene from one of my novels. The 357 jerked 3 times, the explosions rocketing through the indoor shooting range, and Damon shouted in joy. I tried to get a look at the target at the other end of the 20-yard corridor, but I couldn't see past the plexiglass extension that separated our 2 lanes. Damon stepped out of his shooting stance and handed the 357 to a teenager in overalls, then yanked off his goggles to look at me. "Just what the world needs," he said, grinning. "Another goddamn blackjack book." I thought about protesting, then decided to leave it alone. I wasn't writing a blackjack book, per se, but I couldn't explain that to Damon. My meeting with the somewhat frightening Vegas Dennison had been set up by Kevin Lewis, or David Lee, as Damon knew him from his days as a casino host at one of the posh monsters on the Strip. Damon was my first subject, the first name on the list Kevin had provided me as part of our bargain. For this interview, however, Kevin had made me promise not to mention the real thrust of my book, and after Damon's display with the 357, I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. The way Kevin had described him, Damon was the perfect research subject, a mixture of old and new Vegas. After a brief stint in the Marines, he'd moved here from Dallas in 1974 in search of his own version of the American dream. He'd worked for the casinos in 12 different capacities over the years, clawing his way up from security guard to blackjack dealer to pit boss to shift manager, ending up as a host at a high-profile strip casino in the mid-1980s. Over the next decade, he had moved among 6 different casinos before finally deciding to get out of the gambling business altogether. Like many other residents who had watched Vegas transform over the years, he had realized that the city was experiencing a remarkable population explosion, the opposite of Atlantic City, where the surrounding urbania had declined as the casinos moved in. Vegas had been in an almost constant state of boom for the past 4 decades. New industries were springing up to service the rapidly growing Mecca, and in the future, the hottest action wasn't necessarily going to be in the gambling pits. Damon had become a developer of sorts. He now owned a piece of the newly opened shooting range located just outside the city, as well as a small stake in a nearby supermarket. The kid in the overalls took my headphones, and I followed Damon to a small lounge area by the front door. There was a chalkboard on the wall, with gun club schedules scrawled across a slate in bright green letters. A water cooler gurgled beneath the board, and 2 potted plants curled precipitously together by a window that looked out onto the nearly empty parking lot. My rented Geo looked clownishly small next to Damon's mammoth 4-wheel drive Suburban. "You know," Damon continued, filling a cone-shaped paper cup with water from the cooler, "Vegas is the fastest-growing city in the world. The last fucking place left on Earth where a bum with no skills can make a decent living. And all anyone wants to write about is fucking blackjack."